Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli Security Cabinet has accepted the ceasefire deal with Hamas. It now just needs full ratification from the government. It would go into effect Sunday. ABC's Ian Panel has the latest from Tel Aviv.
A war ravaged Gaza. A ceasefire can't come soon enough. Israeli airstrikes raining down on the strip since the agreement was announced, killing more than 100, according to the Hamas-run health authority.
The deal would see the release of 33 hostages, the first three taking place on Sunday. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether the law that bans TikTok in the U.S. can go into effect Sunday, but the Biden administration says they do not plan to enforce a ban, and President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor says there are plans in place to keep TikTok from going dark. The president commuted the sentences of almost 2,500 nonviolent drug offenders and better weather conditions, giving Southern California residents and firefighters a reprieve. This is ABC News. A truck driver in Texas pleading guilty in the deadliest smuggling incident in U.S. history.
The scene inside a tractor trailer found parked alongside a San Antonio road in June of 2022 was horrific, according to U.S. Attorney Jaime Esparza.
As temperatures rose, the people trapped inside screamed and banged on the walls for help.
53 of the 67 men, women, and children in the trailer would die. Now the driver of the truck, Homero Somarano Jr., has entered a guilty plea. He'll learn his sentence in April. The 48-year-old could get life in prison. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The FDA is allowing Zyn nicotine patches to stay on the market, saying the potential benefit of weaning people off traditional tobacco products outweighs risks it may pose and the popularity it's gaining with younger users. It's the first time the FDA has explicitly approved Zyn, although it allowed the sale while the product was still under review. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Start the year off right. Cozy up and save big at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From January 6th through January 17th, get 10% off all mattresses and make your home the coziest place to be this winter. Whether you're upgrading for better sleep or just need a fresh start, we've got the perfect mattress waiting for you. But don't wait. This sale ends January 17th. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center today and start sleeping better tonight. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Attention shoppers, when it's time to shop for a special gift, don't go to the same old gift shops with nothing new to offer. Come check out the TriStar Gifts and More. They have something for everyone, from Rural Route 1 popcorn to homemade Amish gifts and unique one-of-a-kind signs. Need a card for a special occasion? We have you covered. And for the grill masters out there, we carry Pit Boss, Louisiana, and all the accessories you need. Visit us on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch and Richland Center. TriStar Gifts and More, where you'll find something special for everyone.
Need auto collision repairs? Look no further than Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. Our skilled team delivers top-notch service with a focus on detail and care. We offer free loaners to keep you on the go while your car is being fixed. Renowned for our excellent reputation, we take pride in getting your vehicle back to its best. Choose Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists and see why we're the trusted name in auto body repair. Reach us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. The Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Hebrews 4, verse 12. Keith Brooks shared, Dr. Milan of Geneva was once on a trip to Paris when he fell into conversation with a chap who began to reason with him about Christianity. The doctor answered his every argument with a direct quotation from Scripture. He determined he would not resort to any personal remarks or applications, but let God's Word be his sole instrument. The skeptic tried to evade his quotations or turn them aside. At last, the man turned away and said, Can't you see I don't believe the Bible? What's the use of quoting it to me? Years later, Dr. Milan received a letter which read, You are the man who took the sword of the Spirit and stabbed me through and through. Every time I tried to parry the blade and get you to use your hands instead of your heavenly steel, you simply gave me another stab. You made me feel I was not fighting you, but God. God's word is powerful. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Consider this. My grace is sufficient for thee. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Hannah Whitall Smith told of a time when she was passing through perplexity and questioning. She went to a Christian woman who listened to her entire story and then simply said, Yes, all you say may be very true, but then in spite of it all, there is God. To Mrs. Smith, it seemed a most disappointing answer. However, my need was so great that I went to her again and again. Always to everything would come the simple reply with an air of entirely dismissing the subject. Yes, I know, but there is God. I became convinced that my friend really and truly believed that the mere fact of the existence of God as the creator and redeemer of mankind was an all-sufficient answer. My troubles disappeared like magic. I wondered how I could ever have been such an idiot when all the while there was the Almighty God. I have found out that God was enough and my soul was at rest. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with bill pay with Richland County Bank online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is 27 degrees with a little bit of sunshine. Yesterday's high was 34 here at the studios. The record high, 54, set January 17th of 1894 across the region. The record low, 34 below zero in 1982. Last year's high was 16 and the low 9 degrees below zero. Sunset will happen at 4:54 this afternoon. Sunrise time will be at 7:30, coming up for tomorrow morning. We have a southwest breeze around 4 miles per hour. Barometer is steady at 29.61. With a little sunshine helping out today, we're up to 27 degrees after a low of 19.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. We'll look back at high school sports activities from last night, games and matches tonight and this weekend as well. Later on, Mike Clemens joins us by phone. He'll be talking about the passing of Bob Uecker, among the top sports stories on the state of Wisconsin scene. This update is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Mauston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. River Valley won 69-39 over Prairie du Chien in boys basketball last night. The host Blackhawks shot to a 39-18 lead at halftime and eventually enjoyed a 40-point lead with 8:30 left in the game, which got the continuous clock running for the rest of the night. The victory improved River Valley's record to 7-5 overall and 3-1 in the league. Prairie du Chien will continue to search for its first win after they fell to 0-11 and 0-4. In the league. Lucas Klein led with 21 points for River Valley, 14 in the second half. Houston Thatcher added 18, 14 of those in the first half. Keegan Heiser scored 10, Sumner Knockreiner 8, Jackson Thatcher 6, Caden Plumley 4, and Aiden Hill 2. The team was 2-for-5 from the line and made 7 three-pointers. Prairie du Chien was led in scoring by Brady Lenzendorf with 14. Hunter Straka added 10 points. The team made 6 three-pointers, and they went 6-for-9 from the line. River Valley won the JV game 44-14. Following the 69-39 varsity win, River Valley will prepare for a big week next week with a trip to Cuba City on Monday, a home game with Sauk Prairie on Tuesday, and a conference trip to Platteville on Friday. Prairie du Chien will play Barneveld on Saturday afternoon. Richland Center trailed throughout and lost to Lancaster 67-41 as the Hornets dropped a game in Lancaster country last night, and Platteville was a winner over Dodgeville 78-52. Highland 85-72 over River Ridge in boys basketball. It was a win for Belmont over Schulzburg 69-54. Cassville 44, Blackhawk 36. Potosi beat Benton 64-19. Wisconsin Heights 62, Waterloo 51. Wisconsin Dells 61-41 over Adams Friendship. And Westfield edged Mauston. That final score was 51-49. In the Ridge and Valley, a showdown between top teams last night in girls basketball. Kickapoo 38-34 over Wazika Steuben. The Panthers were led by Gwen Fredrickson with 14. Jaden Snagel had 13. And for Wazika Steuben, Macy Mitchell had 16 points. It was a win for DeSoto over North Crawford, 67-45 in girls basketball, and a win for Seneca over Lafarge Youth Initiative, 43-32. In the Ridge and Valley, and in the SWAL, The Riverdale girls fell to 10-5 on the season with a loss at Darlington. They fell into an early hole and trailed by halftime 25-16. They cut the lead to 1 with less than 5 minutes to play, but were unable to complete the comeback. Kennedy Cooey led the Chieftains with 15 points on 5 made three-pointers. Macy McKay added 14. Bailey Harris, 6. Mallory and Kate Meese each scored 3 apiece, and Zuri Dennis wrapped up the scoring with 2 points in the action last night. Southwestern girls got the win against Boscobel, 49-43. Cuba City over Fenimore, 69-23. Mineral Point over Iowa Grant, 66-29. Nisida, 37. Wanewuck Center, 33. Hillsboro over New Lisbon, 45-37. West Salem, 73. Viroqua, 27. Luther, 61. Westby, 39. In dual meet wrestling, DeSoto defeated Richland Center 42-23. The match began at 106 with a double forfeit. Haley Atkin of DeSoto scored the win at 113 to get DeSoto on the board. And then Caden Stibbe of Richland Center with a tech fall over Doyle Prentice. That got the Hornets on the board. Ethan Haney picked up a 52nd pin at 126 pounds over Hayden McDowell. 132, a double forfeit. At 138, Kanoa Rogers of DeSoto with a 9-3 win against Kyle Wasinger of Richland Center. Landon Sanders of DeSoto scored the win at 144 with a pin against Blake Muller. Ronaldo Hernandez-Garcia accepted a forfeit for Richland Center at 150. Trenton Baldwin of DeSoto with a win against Alex Boutain. That was at a time of 134. 165, Peyton Krager picked up a win over Jake Schlamm, 115 the time. Lakota Webster of DeSoto continued their run with a pin against Dane Schwartz in 327. Seth Greeno picked up a win by pin over Mason Jelenic at 190. Justin Obert DeSoto with a 7-1 decision against Ethan Bindle at 215. Braden Kleppe for the Hornets scored a win by pin over Braden Peterson in 23 seconds at 285. Also at 215, Michael Burns with a pin of 23 seconds. That happened last night during the match and the exhibition against DeSoto. Again, the Pirates win against Richland Center 42-23. On the schedule tonight, Riverdale wrestles at Iowa Grant against Iowa Grant Highland. Girls basketball will have coverage from River Valley at Richland Center, Lancaster at Dodgeville, and Platteville at Prairie du Chien also await in the Southwest Conference tonight. Our pregame time beginning at 7:15. Courtesy of Vitesnik Power Sports, it's Richland Center River Valley girls basketball. They'll also be honoring the past Hornet teams of 2002-03 and 2003-04, two teams that went to state for Richland Center. They'll be honoring those women at halftime of tonight's game. Boys basketball today, North Crawford plays St. Ambrose at 1 o'clock at the La Crosse Center in the Midwest Classic. Seneca will be at Ithaca, DeSoto at Kickapoo, Black River Falls at Westby, Darlington at Cuba City, Boscobel at Fenimore, Southwestern at Mineral Point, and Iowa Grant at Riverdale. It's a busy weekend. Ithaca Weston will host a wrestling invitational tomorrow, and we have received word that the Hall of Fame inductions will induct 12 into the Ithaca and Weston Wrestling Halls of Honor. That will take place over the noon hour and not just before the finals, as was previously announced. That happens tomorrow at Weston Schools. Bill Twining and David Werman will be on hand to report for WRCO Sports. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League yesterday. ILK with an 18-19, Pin Pals 16-88, Three Aces 16-84, Spare Parts a 6-24, ILK 6-17 and 6-12, and the Three Aces a 6-01. Cheryl McNerlin had a 4-50 series, Pat Adams 4-44, Alma Manning a 4-37, Pat Adams a 1-74, Cheryl McNerlin a 1-67, Irene Klatt-Stovey a 1-63. Alma Manning with a 3-10 split pickup, and Makovic with a 5-10 and a 2-7 in the Coffee Clutch League. All-star bowling action from last night. Advance Pump and Well had a 28-25 series. The Misfits a 28-14. Alana Springs Campground 27-57. The Misfits with a 9-73 game. Alana Springs Campground 9-54. And Advance Pump and Well 9-53. The best series individually was Chris Pardoon's 6-89. Jake Morris had a 6-70. Jason Gerner a 6-51. top game. Chris Pardoon at 256, Jason Gerner at 234, Lucas Lindvig and Jake Morris each had a 233. Fred Kepler bowled a 615, 90 pins over average. Bucks veterans Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton are hurting, but they are expected to play tonight as the Bucks look to get a third win in a row against the Toronto Raptors, their opponent for this evening. College basketball and women's action last night, Ohio State over Wisconsin, 80-69. In the Big Ten, Minnesota 84-81 over Michigan. In men's basketball, Michigan is rated 20th this week. We'll have more WRCO Sports when we return.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills. A modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
Mike Clemens joins us on WRCO live from Green Bay. Mike, we want to first of all talk about the passing of Bob Uecker. I know you had a chance to talk to some Brewer personnel and players, and what can you tell us about it?
Well, one of the things that was most surprising, Phil, was, you know, Uecker turned 90. In the last couple of years, you saw him pull back on the schedule. He stopped doing road games or select road games. And then in the last year or two, he started just doing maybe one or two games of a homestand, not the whole homestand. And, you know, Bob Uecker's routine would be get up, get in the boat, and go on Lake Michigan. He'd be out there fishing at 7 o'clock in the morning. And then he'd get back in the vet, go home, do some prep, drive into the stadium about 3 o'clock in the Corvette, pull into the loading dock, which was like his personal parking space, and then, you know, do the routine of the game. So he, you could see them, you know, started using a cart. Some security guys would pick him up and take him, you know, sort of like a person at the airport. But during the games, like even when I was sitting in the press box, you can listen to a channel 88.5 on FM. It's program. It's just no commercials, just straight through. And you could hear, like, during the breaks, you know, I kind of having a hard time breathing. And I just thought, well, you know, he's a 90-year-old man. And I started to wonder if this was going to be it, if he was just going to step down and retire because he was 90 years old. Yesterday, when the press release comes out, written together with the Brewers and the family, that he had passed early yesterday morning, that he'd been suffering from small cell lung cancer for the last 2 years. And then we get on a Zoom call yesterday with Mark Antanasio, the owner, who said, yeah, you know, I told you it's okay to slow down. And he said, there were days last year where Bob Uecker would go in for a radiation treatment, get in the car, come to the ballpark, and do a full game. That's how much of a fighter and how stubborn Bob Uecker could be. That's how much he loved doing those games.
Yeah, amazing. And he still sounded good on the air last year, too.
He sounded better than ever before. And it's just, he's not only just a funny guy and this tremendous, gifted, natural storyteller, but he was a great play-by-play guy. I mean, he got the action right. You know, where the ball dropped and the plays, and you know, it's like, I don't know if he did it with binoculars in his hands or he just had done so many games over the years, but his stuff was accurate and timely, and you could sit there and listen to it in real time and say, man, that's just a great call. Whether he was 30 or 90, it was a great call. So then the team did a great job. Yesterday afternoon they called us back and said, hey, we've got some guys. So next thing you know, I'm on a Zoom call with Ryan Braun, with Christian Yelich, and Brandon Woodruff, the pitcher. And so the question I had for them, Phil, was, I said, you know, Bob Uecker recognized that a clubhouse is full with a bunch of characters, very much like the film he was in, Major League, right? Different kinds of guys. And so he drew from that for years of stories. Funny, that he would use during the game. Maybe he wouldn't give out the name. He'd say, yeah, one time we were out with this future Hall of Famer, and I won't tell him, but he's a big guy, big pitcher. So we're at this steakhouse down in Chicago, and you know, going around the table, and they get to him, and he says, you know, I'll have this Philip Morgan. And the server's like, excuse me, so what? And then he gets the point in the menu, goes, okay, that would be the filet mignon. You know? So he would tell stories like that. I said, did you guys trust him? Because he would go around before a game, after a game, and talk to these guys. And they said, yeah. Brawny said he was almost like the team psychologist. I mean, he was a safe haven. You could talk to Uecker, and you knew that it was between you. And Yelich said, yeah. He said, you know, Bob just came onto you like a fellow player, because he was a player. That's the way he carried himself his entire life, as a player. And he said, that's what we're going to miss, is you got to know the real Bob, the real Bob.
Well, when the Brewers lost to the Mets in the playoffs, a lot of players were really emotional. And, you know, it kind of maybe brings to light, maybe they were thinking about him at that point, Mike.
Yeah, and, you know, these guys didn't, there was a huge trust there. And those guys would not say what it was. And, you know, Yelich got emotional talking to us that night. And the point was, you know, you got the sense that you said to them, this is it for me, you know, guys. I don't know if I'm going to be back. Well, then Yelich revealed yesterday he knew he was battling cancer. He knew. So there's a small group, as Mark Antanasio, the owner, told us, a very small group that had kept that a secret for almost 2 years, that Bob Uecker was, in fact, you know, battling, getting treatments for this rare form of lung cancer. And he'd also beaten prostate cancer as well. We didn't know that until yesterday.
Wow. Some other stories on the state scene. I know you had a chance to check in with GM Brian Gutekunst. What about Jair Alexander? What's his status with the Packers for next year?
I speak fluent Gooty, and and I'm not 100% sure that Jair is going to be back, even though I think he's got 2 years left on his contract. And I mean, there's one estimate that he's due $16 million this year. Maybe that's in base salary. Somebody else reported as high as 25. Whatever the case, you know, Jair's, you know, been plagued with injuries. He's played, you know, he's missed nearly half or over half the games in the last two seasons. I think he was in seven games last year, and he's obviously one of the highest paid players on the team and one of the highest paid corners in the National Football League. And so at some point they have to move on. I don't know if something happened with this knee injury that he suffered back on October 27th, and if there was a disagreement about whether or not he should have surgery right away for this torn PCL or whatever. You know, Jair is going to have to talk about that. He would not when he was cleaning out his locker the other day. But the quote from Goody was, yeah, you know, a very frustrating situation for the player and for the team. And we're just kind of getting into that and looking into that now, and we're going to see, you know, what would probably be the right course. Okay, that's like he's probably not going to be back. Mm-hmm. Or they're he's going to have to take a major pay cut. Those are part of the concerns. But it's like, you know, we're ready to move on. So whether they take it, you know, dead money hit in the cap space and those kinds of things, which gets too technical for me to talk about on the radio. But I think they're ready to move on, unless he agrees to maybe some other terms or something. They give him another chance.
Is it true the Packers fired their defensive line coach yesterday?
They did. You know, a lot of people have been critical that Jeff Hafley's defense overall was, you know, ranked anywhere from 5th to 10th best defense. You know, tremendous numbers improvement that way, bringing scores down, consistency, but not enough of a pass rush. And so Jason Rebovich, who'd been around the league, 46 years old, he got cut. He got relieved, and he'd been there the last 3 years. He had been a Joe Barry hire, so Jeff Hafley had inherited him. Hafley had brought in about another four or five new coaches, others that decided to leave or were told to leave after Joe Barry was gone a year ago. So, yeah, they'll be naming somebody new for the defensive line coach, for Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness and those guys on the front line.
The Bucks got two in a row going against Toronto tonight at Fiserv Forum. I hear they're a little banged up.
They are, as usual. Chris Middleton now is, you know, dealing with this tendonitis in the ankle. But, you know, Doc Rivers has said, you know, essentially, it seems like he's got that, you know, those plays, that rhythm, that ball movement because he keeps on emphasizing we're not a young team anymore. We're not a speed team, and so we have to move the ball and do a better job and be more patient to look for the open shot. And they seem to be doing that, but then they got blown out in a game against the Knicks, average team at Madison Square Garden on Sunday. And so he was asked, you know, well, how do you blow out, you know, the Magic and the Kings the night before? The Kings, young team that had a 7-game winning streak snapped with that loss in Milwaukee. And you know, how do you explain what happened at Madison Square Garden? He says energy. It's just, you know, there's just sometimes that these guys, they don't have it, and it shows up. So he keeps on emphasizing he needs a younger roster. He's making that pretty clear in the public to John Horst. But whatever, you know, Giannis is healthy and having a tremendous performance. He and Dame seem to work together better every day, and we'll see what that builds to. But whether or not they're going to be as good as some of the Celtics or the other teams remains to be seen. I think they're in fourth place now in the Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that win moved them up the other night. What about the Badgers? They're going to the West Coast this weekend.
Yeah, how about that Greg Gard getting his 200th career victory as a head coach? There's only been three coaches. I mean, the basketball program, Madison, I think it's been around since, was it 1898? Something like that.
Sounds right.
And two coaches that you never heard of, and Bill Ryan, the only ones that were coaches long enough to reach that goal, and he did the other night. And, you know, he's sixth guys, like Stephen Crowell. I mean, he actually kind of called him out after one game, and he's just getting a totally different effort and focus, and that guy's coming through. So now they're beating teams in the conference, and tonight they're out in the West Coast. They're going to take on, or it's tomorrow afternoon, USC. They're traveling today, and that's a 2 p.m. tip-off time for the Badgers and the Trojans from California.
All right, Mike. Always good stuff. You take care. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, Phil. Have a good weekend.
Mike Clemens joining us talking sports today.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Talking sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. And now a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story sponsored by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green. Ready for your next project. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. 25 centuries ago, a young woman was having a baby, was actually in labor. We'll have to imagine that her labor pains were unusually severe because, indeed, the family sought the emergency advice of a renowned physician. The doctor reminded the family that nature had taken most of the matter beyond their influence. Childbirth was a painful process, after all. There was one thing he would suggest, the willow treatment. Whoever this imminently expectant mother was, for history has long forgotten her name, whoever else she was a first, because following this distinguished doctor's prescription, she began chewing on willow tree bark, and to a surprising extent, her labor pains were alleviated. Far as we know, no other physician had ever prescribed willow bark for that purpose. This one would not be the last, for he was assured the rapt attention of posterity. He was the father of medicine, Hippocrates. It is said that Hippocrates could even cause fevers to subside by making his patients chew willow bark. For hundreds of years, each generation of physicians since included the bark of the willow tree among their myriad nostrums. I don't know why they ever stopped using it. Perhaps the gradual intrusion of scientific method into the world of medicine. In any event, the willow treatment slowly fell by the wayside until the mid-18th century. The Reverend Edward Stone was just that, a reverend, no physician. But he was a brilliant man, and his intellect was ever seeking to satisfy his incessant curiosity. And it was he, the Reverend Stone, who revived the ancient willow treatment. Only this time, for the first time, statistics supported his suspicions. In 1763, Reverend Stone revealed to the prestigious Royal Society of Britain that he'd been experimenting with willow bark. He'd treated 50 cases of ague, an intermittent disorder. The ague, what they called ague, may have been rheumatic fever, but in any event, Reverend Stone reported the effects of the willow bark had been uniformly beneficial. And for the first time in a long time, the medical community was standing in the shade of the old willow tree. Never again would doctors doubt the effectiveness of the willow treatment. Although, and this is significant, not until 1971, 35 years ago, did anyone have the vaguest idea why the active ingredient in willow bark relieves pain. Until 1971, the whole world took for granted and accepted empirically the worth of willow as described 2,500 years ago. It really does subdue fever. It really does relieve discomfort. What the great Hippocrates was actually prescribing for pain was the active ingredient in willow bark. And one has to wonder if today it would even be approved by the FDA. For that magic ingredient in willow bark, we have now come to know as aspirin. Aspirin. But now you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
33 degrees at WRCO. The temp continues to move up and some sunshine. It's pretty nice weather for January. Don't get used to it, right? Anyway, we are moving on with some brand new releases that have come in recently. And we begin with a man from Wisconsin who has actually played through Richland Center once or twice and continues to work hard across the Midwest putting out new music. This is Dan Lapine and a brand new one for January in 2025 called We're Just Getting Started.
Expect a thing. Both on a losing streak when it came to the love game. But I hit it out of the park with you. I blinked once and years went by, but I won't let it make me blue. We're just getting started. While Smoky Mountain sunrise. Anything truly great takes time. And we're just getting started. You and I. You had a love that burned out fast. Like a fire that was bright, but love just wasn't built to last. You needed a man for the long haul, not another boy who tries to walk before he crawls. We're just getting started, you and I. We'll hike the Grand Canyon, fall asleep under the desert sky. Anything truly great takes time, and we're just getting started, you and I.
Dan Lapine on WRCL kicking off our Fresh from the Country segment with a brand new one called We're Just Getting Started. Yeah, get ready for trivia today in just a little bit. This one moving up the charts for Old Dominion this week. It's called Coming Home.
I've been so many miles, I done forgot how long I've been gone. I've worn a hole right through my soul in both the shoes I got on. I ran the streets, I shot the breeze, I've seen the world and found out my ragged heart's still on a string that's tied to you. And I'm on my way, I'm almost there. I look like hell, baby, but I don't care. Pick out your best dress, leave it on the floor. I'm coming in hot, baby, can't wait no more. Yeah, so baby, need a light on and let your hair down.
Old Dominion on WRCO and Coming Home, a song that's coming up the charts these days. Fresh from the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The trivia question of the day today, which can net you some delicious cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, is sponsored by Christie's in downtown Richland Center. Family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Kenny, the wannabe baker here. Not for sure what to do for lunch? Have no fear. Christie's is here. She offers fresh soups, homemade daily specials, and on Wednesdays she has Cornish pasties, and Thursdays are pulled pork tacos. Check out our Facebook page for our daily special post or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Today's trivia question on a Friday from our potpourri subjects. This is an everyday item in homes and at work now. When these were first invented, they would burst into flames so often they were sold with a fire extinguisher. Huh. Everyday item in homes and work now. When they were first invented, they would burst into flames so often they were sold with a fire extinguisher. 608-647-4155. Can you name that item? This new one from Parker McCollum is up and coming. It's called What Kind of Man?
Clean out my act, I've been thinking about
Parker McCollum, one that has been moving up the charts. A brand new one from him. What kind of man? No winner in trivia just yet. No, it's kind of a tough one, I guess. Anyway, guesses for the likes. The most common answer has been microwaves, but not right. And batteries, toasters, and irons all guessed. It's an everyday item in homes and at work now. When these were first invented, they would burst into flame so often they were sold with a fire extinguisher. So I guess maybe the hint would be that they're more commonly seen in an office setting. All right. Give it a try if you think you know for some cookies today. Here's a brand new one from Kelsey Hart into the top 30 this week with Life With You.
If you're on a porch swing, baby, I'm on it. If you want a night out, baby, I'm all in. If you want a coin flip, road trip, anywhere you want to go, baby, just call it. If you're on a dance floor moving, I'm out there. Want to find some laid back and let down your brown hair. You call the shots if I'm ready or not. I don't care. Baby, I love doing life with you. You're everything I want to wake up to. Give you all of my heart, the moon and the stars, till my time here on earth is through. Cause I just love, baby, I love doing life with you. Sunshine, I'll hold your hand while we stand in the rain. I'll be your forever and not just your sometimes. I'll be your calm in a hurricane. Baby, I love doing life with you. You're everything I want to wake up to. Give you all of my heart, the moon and the stars, till my time here on earth is through. Cause I just love.
Kelsey Hart, WRCO, and Life With You. Congrats to Amy Reinhart, who knocked it out of the park today with the right answer. They were first invented, and they would burst into flames from time to time, so they were sold with a fire extinguisher. The correct answer, the copy machine, or photocopiers. There you go. Yeah, I guess it kind of makes a little bit of sense there. That would be a little bit dangerous. Getting away from, like, a mimeograph. Remember the cranks where you cranked them? All of our school tests were printed with those, and that's why kids would smell the tests when they got them, you know, and that kind of thing. But, yeah, photocopies were a little bit dangerous when they first came out until they kind of perfected them as well. Ours gets kind of hot here, that's right, as far as, you know, Henry Bray gets printing off all of his things. It sometimes does get kind of warm in here, but so far we've been good. We have had microwaves that have gone into flames from time to time. I think yours truly started one on fire once, and then another who should not be blamed or named set off the. I tell you, the alarms in here, you couldn't sleep through them. That's for sure. When they go off, and when they went off with this other announcer, someone called on their cell phone from the Richland Square saying, "You guys all right? Sounds like a fire alarm." That's quite a ways away across the road. They could hear it over there, too. So, yeah, it was pretty loud. Anyway, Amy wins some cookies. And Kenny, the wannabe baker, promises he won't burn them. No, they're good stuff there at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Our sponsor of Fresh from the Country, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. These are the most played country songs across the land this week. Dan and Shay in Bigger Houses at number 5. Tucker Wetmore, former number 1 with Wind Up Missing You at number 4. Morgan Wallen, Love Somebody at number 3. Coy Wetzel and Jesse Murph with High Road at number 2. And the number 1 tune this week, Dylan Marlowe and Dylan Scott.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt.
This is Phil Meehan, and I hope all your trails are happy. We'll talk again next hour with Community Conversation. We'll talk about the Richland School District. Kerry Stoltz and Jeff Behrens will be in the studio with us in a little bit here. And we'll bring on some other notes as well during the morning show next hour right here. Next up, our news update at 9 o'clock. From ABC, it is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israel's Security Cabinet recommended the ceasefire deal with Hamas that now just needs Israeli government ratification. That's expected. It would stop 15 months of fighting. 33 Israeli hostages would be released over a six-week period, says ABC's Ian Panel in Tel Aviv.
The hostages will be released over a six-week period. They'll be transferred to the military and then taken to one of six designated hospitals with specifically designed private wings.